Where are they? Has no one condemned you? It's a wonderful question of Jesus to the woman who is caught in adultery. Has no one condemned you? The men brought this woman to Jesus, who maybe she really was caught. We don't know the whole story. But if she was caught in that act, if she was performing, committing that sin, she had bought into the lie and allowed herself to be used for pleasure, for herself or for someone else. The men brought her to Jesus. Again, they too were using her to trap Jesus. She saw herself, the person she was committing the sin with, these men were all using her as a pawn, as an object. Jesus saw the woman. Has no one condemned you? He's not speaking of the act. He's not speaking of the infraction. He's not commenting on the sin. He's talking about the person. When we give ourselves over to our passions, and that's what happened in the first reading. If you go back and read the story, that these two older men who had a life of lust, as Daniel said in the version we heard, had given themselves over to their passions. And they were unable to live a life of virtue, of natural justice, of doing the right thing, prudence, knowing what the right thing is. But Jesus looked at her, and he looks at each one of us. And without commenting on the sins of our lives, he sees us and does whatever is necessary to restore us to life. Go and sin no more, not excusing the actions, but looking forward to what lies ahead, as what St. Paul says. Jesus will do whatever needs to be done to restore us to life in these last 2 weeks of intense preparation for the passion of Christ, for the glorious resurrection. Shows us the lengths, the end that he will go to restore us. We must pray for the grace to never see another person as an object of use, to destroy them, to enhance our own selves. How easy it is to not look at the person as a person, but as an object that's easily ready to be used for our own benefit. This is the effect of a life lived according to disordered passions, which is an effect of sin in our life. The prayers and penances of this season of Lent and of the regular life of a practicing Catholic are intended to have our passions properly ordered, subject to our choices based upon our knowledge, so that we can make good choices based upon what we know to be true and not in the passionate feelings of the moment. Again, we pray for that grace to be men and women of virtue and not of disordered passions. Been reflecting a lot lately on just the virtue of fortitude, what Mother Angelica would just call guts. You know, the courage to do the right thing, no matter how difficult it might be. The two men in the first reading got caught, and they tried to take the easy way out and ended up losing their life. How often do we try to take the easy way out to avoid blame, to avoid doing the hard work? When we become men and women of virtue, of guts, of courage to do the right thing, then we can withstand the passing pleasures, the sinful influences of the world, and truly live a life of virtue and grace. And then we can see everyone as the person that they are, an object of the love of our Heavenly Father. Let's pray for that grace to not be overcome by our passions, but as men and women of virtue, we go and live a life of justice, of mercy, and fortitude. Amen.